Okay, good morning, everybody. It's 9:30. Can you hear me? The people I could see nod. Yes, okay, Baruch Hashem. Good morning, everybody. Shavua Tov. And Chodesh Tov, again Chodesh. We are in Nisan. Welcome back to our special Five Towns for Rockaway virtual base Medrash Shir. Today I want to speak about something that I think is very important. I think that everybody, all topics in Torah are very important. I also just want to say Brishos, my mother and my father-in-law, I see who are joining us this morning, as well as Zchus Refuah Shalema for Misachar Chaim Ben Esther Malka, Miriam Bas Leia, and Harav Aryeh Zev Ben Edel Besoch Sha'ar Cholei Yisrael. So we're coming up to Pesach, Ba'azros Hashem, in a week and a half we are going to celebrate the Yom Tov of Zman Chayrusenu, the time of our freedom, the Yom Tov of Pesach. I want to speak about a specific passage towards the end of Maggid. We sit down at the Seder and we relate all the miracles that the Ribbono Shel Olam has done for us, and we started as slaves in Egypt and he took us out of Egypt, and it's been quite a journey. Had Hashem not taken us out of Egypt, we say in Avadim Ayinu, Arei Anu V'neinu V'nei V'neinu, behold us and our sons and our sons, it would still be Meshubadim Hayinu Parvim Mitzrayim. Right at the end of Maggid, right before we make the concluding bracha of Ga'alnu v'Ga'alas of Aseinu, what do we say? Lafichach, after we tell the whole story, I'm quoting from the Haggadah, Lafichach anachnu chayavim lahodos, lahalel, l'shabech l'far, l'romim l'hadr, l'varech l'adu kalis. You know, in English, you say thank you very much. There's one way to say thank you. I appreciate it. I have gratitude. Thank you. In Lashon HaKodesh, we have so many Lashonos to express our gratitude to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Lefichach anachnu chayavim lahodos, lahalel, l'shabech, l'fa'er, l'romim l'hadr, l'varech, l'alu v'kalis, l'mi she'asal aveseinu v'lanu es kol hanisim ha'elu. How do we finish Maggid? We finish Maggid by saying thank you to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Hotzianu me'avda secheres, he redeemed us from slavery to freedom. Me'yagon l'simcha, from sighing and pain to joy. U'me'eva l'yom tov, and from mourning to yom tov. U'me'afela l'or gadol, and from the deepest darkness. Paro would, when he had Sara'as, v'yamas me'ach mitzrayim, v'hi v'yamim marabim heim, v'yamas me'ach mitzrayim, Shmos 2:23. Ayen chubinei son min avoda, wasn't those great days when Paro died. Children of Israel grown from the work. And Rashi says, Paro did not die. Nitzareya, he had Sara'as. Hayashochet tinoko Yisrael berachet bedamam. Paro would shech Jewish babies and bathe in their blood. The Ribbono Shel Olam took us out of the darkest, darkest deepness, darkness. La'ar gadol, to such great light. U'meshiva de geula, from slavery to redemption. V'nomar lefanav shira chadasha, hallelujah. We will say before him a new song, and then we say two paragraphs of halal. We make the concluding bracha of ga'alnu v'ga'alas of aseinu. Bracha ta Hashem, l'kir mecham bar pri agafen. So we conclude Maggid by thanking the Ribbono Shel Olam. Anachnu chayavim, it is incumbent upon us. We are obligated, it is our absolute chiv, lahodos, to say thank you Hashem. Lahalal, to laud the Ribbono Shel Olam. L'shabech, to praise him. L'fa'er, to bring glory to God. L'romi, to heighten him, lahader, lavarech, to bless him. All kinds of terms to describe our thanks to Hashem. And this is how we end the whole passage of Maggid. And I was thinking to myself, was it all so good? Was it all so good? We just quoted Rashi to Shmos 2:23, who says that Paro would shech Jewish babies and bathe in their blood. If we were not 2 and 3, and some of us 4 generations removed from the Holocaust, we would think that such a thing is impossible. But we know that such a thing is very possible. Paro set all males into the river. He told the Jewish midwives in Basiu to chay, and if she's a girl, she can live. And if it's a ben, vamitimo, so the minute the child comes out, break its neck on the birthing stone. It was a time of shibud. It was a time of pain. It was a time of fear. It was a time of terror. It was a time of hester panim. And we relate all of that in Maggid. We talk about Arami Oved Avi, Lavan Bikesh La'akar Sakol. We talk about Bechol Dor Vador, Amdi Malenu L'chalasein, V'kosh Baruch Hu Matzilein Mi'adam. So was our history all joyous? Was it also easy? Was it a walk in the park? Rav Soloveitchik speaks about the zigzag road to redemption. There was a lot of difficulties, but how do we end Maggid? Lafichach anachnu chayavim. We are obligated, what, to give tainos to the Ribbono Shel Olam? To complain to God for what we have? To wallow in self-pity, lahodos, lahalel, l'shabeach, l'fa'er, l'romim, l'hader, to say thank you to the Ribbono Shel Olam. I think that during this time that we are all going through as a community, as a nation, in Medina Israel, in countries all over the world, The world has been caught absolutely unprepared by storm. Anachnu chayavim lahodos lahalal l'shabeach l'far l'romim. We have no choice about the external things that happen to us. We do have a choice as to how we respond to the Ribon HaShe'olam. I'm going to quote from a book that some of you know I quote from often, Miriam's Song, the story of Miriam Peretz. Miriam Peretz is a woman who lost, Rachmana Litzlan, two sons in the IDF. In the summer, this past summer, I was able to be in Eretz Yisrael with my family. We took a tour, for lack of a better word, of Har Herzl, and I was a zocha to stand at the grave of Miriam Peretz's two sons and to recite Tehillim there. Miriam Peretz writes, she lost her son Uriel and she lost her son Eli Raz. Miriam Peretz writes, there's nothing worse than to lose two sons, Rachmana Litzlan. Yet I, who experienced the worst that could possibly happen, am busy all day long finding God's kindness. One day, says Miriam, I decided to do an exercise. I took a piece of paper and I drew two columns. At the top of the first, I wrote my list of complaints to God. And at the top of the second column, I wrote a list of God's kindnesses. The first list was short. Her complaints were Uriel, Eliezer, and Eli Raz. Her two sons and her husband, who she says died of a broken heart, were taken from me before their time. And she calls that a short list. The second list, says Miriam, was practically endless. My daughter Bat El got married. Little Gili, her granddaughter, danced and sang at the wedding. Uriel's friend came to visit. My daughter-in-law Shlomit, her widowed daughter-in-law, invited me to spend Shabbat at their home. Despite a slipped disc in my back, I can go up the stairs. I can still climb up to my children's graves. This is her list of thank you, Tashem. I can open my eyes. I can stand on my feet. I can enjoy the blossoming of the trees. I can laugh with my rambunctious grandchildren. And the list goes on and on. My dance with God has become a daily event. I feel a deep connection to Him. I get up from bed after a sleepless night. I see the sun in the window and I say, thank you for what I have, God, right now. Not for the good that might come tomorrow, not for what might be the next day. I wake up and I see the sun and I say, thank you, God, for what I have now. And I say, thanks, God, for not forgetting me, for never being too busy for me. You are always available to listen to my pain. Lefichach, anachnu chayavim lehodos lehalel lishabech lefar leromim lehader. It is incumbent upon us to give thanks. Every day when we recite the bracha of modim anachnu lach, sh'atu Hashem, we have said that this morning in our tefillos. We bless you, Hashem. We praise you, Hashem. We thank you, Hashem. We bend down in gratitude to the Ribbono Shel Olam. I took it upon myself about a year and a half ago. Someone suggested it to me, and it's something that I've implemented in my life. And especially now, every day, before this whole COVID-19 pachad descended upon us, it's something that I do in modim. And I bow down, I stop in the bent down position, and I think of three things to give thanks to Hashem for, three specific things. It doesn't have to be the biggest things. It could be from very big to very small. These days especially, I mentioned it last week in Shir, when you're focusing on the fact that your lungs can take in air, I have a warm sweater to wear, that I have a home over my head, three things. Very, very famous Vart told over the by the Abu Draham. He lived in the 14th century Spain. He wrote commentary on the tefillah, and he has a very famous Vart. Rav Soloveitchik tells us over, as do many, many others. Abu Draham notes that when it comes to Chazaras HaShatz, which unfortunately we have not been zocha to have, some of us for 3 weeks already, when it comes to Chazaras HaShatz, we listen to the Shliach Tzibor, and he recites the tefillah, and we recite Amen. And when it comes to Modim Anachnu Lach, we give thanks to Hashem, for you are our God, the God of our fathers, for all the good you have done for us, for the miracles in our lives every day. It's not enough to listen to the Shliach Tzibor reciting Modim. Again, Rav Soloveitchik quotes this in his commentary to the Siddur, many others do as well. We must get up on our own, we must bow down, and we have what's called Modim Derabanan, and we say our own paragraph of thanks to Ribbono Shel Olam. And why is that? So Bedraham explains, because for everything you can have a Shliach, Shlucho Shel Adam Kamoso. So I say, if I want to mail a letter in the envelope, I want to mail something, I can give somebody else the envelope and they can put it in the mailbox, and that is counted. Like, I mailed the letter, I wrote the letter, I stamped the letter, I addressed the letter, I sent someone else to the mailbox. It's as if I wrote the letter. When it comes to giving thanks to the Ribbono Shel Olam, there's no such principle as Shlucho Shel Adam Kemoso. I can't appoint somebody else to give thanks to the Ribbono Shel Olam for me. I must give my own thanks. You want to give Mishloach Manos, you can send a Shaliach. You want to give Tzedakah, you can send a Shaliach. You want to mail a letter, you can send a Shaliach. You want to bake a cake, you can send a Shaliach. The cake is still baked. When it comes to giving thanks, you have to get up and you have to bow down and you have to give your own modim yourself. And this is the entire conclusion of Maggid. And yes, there were difficult times. Yes, Parashech, the Jewish babies, and bathed in their blood. Yes, the babies' boys were thrown into the river. Yes, he instructed the midwives to crack the necks of the babies on the burning stone. Yes, it was Hester Panim and we did not understand. Yes, Arami Oved Avi Vayeru Mitzrayimah Vayagash Abim Seima'at. Yes, Lavan Bikesh La'akars Hakol. And yes, but the essence of the Jew is that he gets up and he says, thank you, Ribbono Shel Olam. We must verbalize the thanks on our own. The Gemara says in Maseches Brachos Samech Amud Beis, Ki mis ater, when a person wakes up in the morning, Omer Elokai Neshama Shanasatabi Tahorahi. When a person wakes up in the morning, he says, Elokai, my God, the soul you have placed in me is pure. Ata Yitzartabi, you have fashioned it within me. Ata Nefachtabi, you blew it into me. Ata Meshama Berkibi, I'm quoting from the Gemara, Meseches Brachos Samech Amud Beis, you guard it for me. Ata Asi Litlami Manu, the Hachasubil Asi Dabo, and the future you will take it from me and return it to me in the future. Kozman Shanashama Berkibi, the entire time that my soul is within me, Moda Ani Lefanecha, Shem Elokai, Velokai Vasai. I give thanks before you, as long as I have my neshama. Isn't it interesting that neshama, soul, and neshima, breath, are the same? Same lashon, same root. So yes, this is the text of what we call the Alokai neshama, but it is also the thanks that we give, and it's the first time we see the appearance of this idea of Moda Ani Lefanecha Hashem Elokai Velokei Avasai, which is, of course, the way that a Jew begins his entire day. When we wake up, the first thing that we say, the first word of our mouths is Moda Ani, Moda. And sometimes it's erroneously translated as, I am thankful before you. That's actually not true. It is, thankful am I before you. Thankful, the word modeh comes before the word ani. A Jew does not begin his day saying, I need, I want, I have, I feel, I am. A Jew begins the day with a modeh. Thankful am I. And it's important for us to remember, we are living in challenging times. No one should deny that. No one can deny that. We are living in uncertain times. We are living in unprecedented times. We are living in times when we don't know when this will end. Miriam Peretz, lo aleinu, a person should never know, Ad Masai, said, I made two columns. One was very short. One was very long. And it's a time more than ever when we have to focus for ourselves, our families, on the thanks that we owe to the Ribbono Shel Olam, for the things that are good, are very good still in our lives. Ki mis'ater omer. When you wake up, Chazal say, the first thing you should say is, the soul that I have is pure, and I thank you, Hashem. And isn't it amazing, it's something that I talk about often, maybe not recently, that we are called Yehudim. We could have been called by any other Sheva. We could have been called Reuvenites, and then we would have been used to it. I mean, he was a Bechor. Okay, Reuven was a weak Torah personality who couldn't rise to the occasion, but he was still the Bechor. Reishis Oni, yes or says, yes or us. We could have been called all of us Levium. I don't know. We could have been called Shimonites. We are not. We are called Yehudim. And it's something to consider. Rashi to Megillas Esther to 2:5, Ish Yehudi Haya Beshushan Abira, even though Mordechai was from Binyamin, he is known as an Ish Yehudi. And Rashi on the Megillah writes that every Jew who is taken into exile is called a Yehudi, even if he was from a different Sheva. So we are all called Yehudim. Today we don't know which Sheva we come from, but we are identified as Yehudim. The J that went on the yellow star, my father-in-law has his mother's yellow star, if you could imagine. The J that went on is from Jud, Yehudi, and is our essence. And isn't it amazing to consider what the name Yehuda stands for? Leah had her fourth child. She had Reuven, Hashem saw my affliction. She had Shimon, Hashem heard that I was hated. She had Levi, maybe this time my husband will accompany me. And then she has Yehuda. And what does she declare? Ata hapam oda es Hashem. Thank you. This time I have taken more than my share. And I will say thank you to Hashem. And Rashi says, Chumash, why did she name him Yehuda? She realized she had more than her share, the nevios, more than her share, the imahot, the foremothers were nevios, they were prophetesses. And Leah understood that Yaakov had four wives. There needed to be 12 shvatim, or there would be 12 shvatim. Each wife would have three tribes. Do the math. And when she had her fourth son, she realized, Achshav natati yoter michalki. Achshav yeshli the hodos. I have taken more than my share. I have an extra son, and therefore it is incumbent upon me to give thanks. For no, interestingly, on the Chumash, by the way, it's Perek Chav Tes, Pasuk Lamed Hei, and Bereishis. Sfarno actually says, Al Kain Karashimo Yehuda, therefore she called his name Yehuda. Sheyesh Baza Hashem Osios Hashem HaNichbad, Va'alzeh Lashon HaHoda'a. Sfarno points out that in the name Yehuda, you have the Yud Hei Vav Hei, which spells Shem Hashem, and therefore Sforno in the Chumash says Sheyesh Bazeh Hashem Osios Hashem Nichbad, that in this name Yehuda you have the name of the Ribono Shel Olam, and therefore she expressed her lashon of hoda'ah of thanks to the Ribono Shel Olam. So you have the Yud, then the Hey, then the Vav, then the Hey, and Yehuda makes Shem Hashem. Dalet stands for her fourth son. Upon the birth of Dalet, her fourth son, she formulated her shavach, her thanks to the Ribono Shel Olam. Rav Yaakov Edelstein, I'm currently reading the Art School biography. I'm almost at the end. It's called Reaching for Heaven. It's by Sivan Rechav Meir and her husband, Yedidia Meir. Our school biography that came out within the past year of Rav Yaakov Edelstein Zatzal. He was the Rav of Ramat HaSharon. His brother is one of the Gedolei Hador, Rosh Shiva Panovich, Rav Gershon Edelstein Shlita. So Rav Yaakov Edelstein was nifter at the age of 93 or 94, and towards the end of his life he had an illness, he had a serious surgery, and his ability to speak was taken away from him. And when he first met with the speech therapist for the first time after the surgery, the speech therapist asked him what two words he would like to work on first to relearn to say. Two words. Something perhaps when we bend down our modem we could give thanks for is the ability to speak. And Rav Yaakov Edelstein and the authors of the book, the Meir, Sivan Recha Meir and her husband, write that the reader is welcome to take a moment and think. If the power of speech, Chalila v'chas, Rahman al-Tzam, is taken away from us, and you had to relearn how to speak, what two words of the entire Lashon HaKodesh, of the entire Hebrew language, would you want to learn how to say first? And Yaakov Edelstein wrote down on a paper, the first two words immediately he wrote down, he wants to learn how to re-say are Toda and Amen. Toda, thank you. Amen, Kal Melech. And the authors write that this is the essence of our Avodas Hashem. We, Baruch Hashem, have much more to the power of our speech. But we have to know that when it encapsulates the midah of being a Yehudi, Ish Yehudi haya b'shusha rabira. Ata hapam oda es Hashem, al kein karashmo Yehuda, says the Sfarno, such a beautiful vart. I quoted already, you have the four osios Hashem, and you have the Dalet representing her fourth son. The Gemara says in Maseches Brachos Zayin Amud Beis. The Gemara says, "Va'amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Miyom Shabara Hakadosh Baruch Hu Es Olamo." Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says, Rabbi Yochanan says, the name of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, from the day that Hashem created the world, Lo Haya Adam Shehodala Hakadosh Baruch Hu. There was no person who gave thanks to Hashem Ad Shabasa Leah V'Hodaso, until Leah came along and she thanked God. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Hapam Odas Hashem. Okay, so. Interesting Gemara. The Gemara teaches us that until Leah, nobody said thank you Hashem. From the time the world was created, no one said thank you Hashem. What about Adam? Adam wakes up. He says, Zos hapam etzem me'atzamayu basar mibsari lezos yukara isha. He was clearly very grateful to have Isha. Wow, she's bone from my bone. She's flesh from my flesh. It's such a beautiful pasuk. And therefore, you should cling to your wife and leave your parents. And it's wonderful. Noach comes out of the teva. Noach offers karbanos. Avram builds Mizbechot to Hashem. What does it mean that until Leah came along, nobody expressed thanks to the Ribono Shel Olam? I'm going to repeat the Lashon of the Gemara again. V'yom shabara Kadosh Baruch Hu es olamo, from the day that Kadosh Baruch Hu created his world, lo haya adam shehodala Kadosh Baruch Hu, there was no person, there was no human being who gave thanks to Hashem ad shabasa Leah avoda son, until Leah came along and thanked him with the birth of her four sons. So Rashi says on the Gemara, Rashi to Brachos Zayin Amud Beis says, l'fi sharasa bruach hakodesh sheyakov ma'amid shnei masar shvatim. This is what I quoted outside already. Rashi to Gemara says, she saw with divine inspiration that Yaakov would father 12 tribes, v'lo arba nashim, and he had four wives, kevan sheyalda ben revi'i, because she had a fourth son, says Rashi, hodeit al chelka, she gave thanks for her portion, sha'ala yoter minecheshmon ha-magila, because she thought, I deserve three ha-magiali, but no, she got more than what she deserved. So that's Rashi on the Gemara, who explains that the Nevios, Leah specifically saw, she was deserving to have three sons, she had a fourth son, she gave thanks to Hashem. But Rav Soloveitchik has a very, very beautiful chiddush, a very important interpretation of this Gemara. I'm quoting from Chumash Masoras Harav Bereishis. I try and be very, very machbid, called Oma Davar B'Shem Amo Mevi Ge'ula La'olam, and y'all know that we need to bring Ge'ula La'olam. Rav Soloveitchik is a beautiful vart, very interesting chiddush. Hapam Oda Hashem, what does it mean that no one before Leah thanked the Ribbono Shel Olam? We just said Avram Avinu built Mizbechot, Noach brought Korbanos. Adam was clearly very happy that Isha was created. He says such a beautiful, loving statement after she is created. So how do we understand that nobody ever gave thanks to Leah? How could Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai say this? So the Rav says something so beautiful. The concept of thanksgiving, listen carefully, involves expressing gratitude to God for that which has been attained. Listen carefully. The concept of thanksgiving, what does it mean? Lafichach anachnu chayavim lahodos lahalo, l'shabech l'far l'romim lahalo l'rech l'ali u'lakalis. You're going to stand up next Wednesday night and you're going to say these words at the end of Magid. But it hasn't been all peaches and cream. It hasn't all been a walk in the park. There's been babies thrown into the river. There's been in each and every generation they arise to destroy us. There's been Paro shechting Jewish babies. There's Lavan who wanted la'akor sakal. There's Haman who wanted la'ashmid la'arug la'abedis kol yehudim. There's Esav who wants to kill Yaakov and Eliphaz who comes and chases after him. So what do you mean, lefichach anachnu chayavim? Maybe I should say, I have a taina for you, Ribbono Shel Olam. I have a complaint. Maybe I should say my complaint list is longer than the thank you list. What does it mean to give thanks? What does it mean when a Jew says, I am a Yehudi? Hapam Oda Es Hashem. What does that mean? Rav Soloveitchik says, the concept of thanksgiving involves expressing gratitude to God for that which has been attained, while accepting that it is impossible to acquire everything which one desires. I think it's worthwhile to repeat that. The concept of thanksgiving involves expressing gratitude to God for that which has been attained, while accepting that it is impossible to acquire everything which one desires. Only after her fourth son was born did Leah finally resign herself to the truth of her relationship with Yaakov. Nevertheless, she was still able to give thanks. With Yehuda's birth, says the Rav, Leah finally relinquished the hope of ever being the Akaras Habayis. She relinquished the hope of ever being the absolute loved one, yet she was grateful to God for the four children she had to love and to care for. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says in Maseches Brachos, when we already quoted the Lashon of the Gemara, that Leah was the first to offer thanks to God, since she was the first to assert that God must be praised for any blessing he bestows upon us. What's the Chiddush of the Rav? What's he teaching us? Leah was able to say, even though I don't have everything I want, even though I don't have my husband's love, even though my eyes were rakos, even though Rachel is more beautiful, even though I got married under trickery, even though I will never be the beloved wife, I still give thanks to the Ribbono Shel Olam for what I have. That's the chiddush of the Rav. That even if life does not always go according to how we script things, and even if we feel a lack, we still need to be able to say thank you for what we do have. The concept of thanksgiving involves expressing gratitude to God for that which has been attained, while accepting that it is impossible to acquire everything which one desires, even though I cannot acquire everything I desire, even though I will never have in my life everything I think I need. I acknowledge the Ribono Shel Olam. I have everything that God knows I need. And there is still so much to give thanks for. Leah acknowledged what she lacked and was still able to say, Hapa'am Oda Es Hashem. I think that that's so important for us to remember during this time. The ability to say thanks to Ribono Shel Olam, despite the things that don't always go according to our plan, despite the confusion, we still have an incumbent obligation upon us to say thank you, Hashem. And when you bow down by Modim, think about what the Abu Draham writes. There's no Shaliach Tzibur for giving thanks. Every day, I can find what to give thanks for. I want to end by quoting, I actually read this at my Shabbos table yesterday. I started crying in the middle of reading it. Oh, I know it's Shabbos. I'm going to share something with you that was read by a teenager in Camp Simcha one Shabbos in the dining room. I heard Rav Shai Schechter tell this over quite a few months ago, and I reached out to him if he could please send it to me, and he sent me the copy of the speech, and I saved it, and I took it out yesterday. I read it at the Shabbos table. I'm going to share it with you now. Okay. Again, this was a Camp Simcha camper who said the speech, and Rav Shai Schechter said that after she spoke, he asked her for a copy of the speech, and he shared it some months ago. I'm going to share it with you. Good Shabbos, everyone. I'm reading from her speech. For those who don't know, my name is Jess Rosenblum. I am almost 16 years old, and I am from Toronto. I'm a science nerd, dancer, athlete, and animal lover. When I was 10 years old, I began getting headaches, something I had never experienced before. This seemingly small symptom soon turned into a shocking diagnosis. An inoperable brain tumor. My life took a complete 180-degree turn. I went from playgrounds to hospitals in the blink of an eye. I felt like my world came crashing down around me. In fact, I wasn't a dancer. I wasn't an athlete. I wasn't me. I was just the sick kid in the hospital. My case was complex due to the location of the tumor. My best treatment option was 70 rounds of chemotherapy. During treatment, I was in the hospital more than I was home. My days consisted of taking medicine and sleeping. As I'm sure many of you can sadly relate to, she was saying this at Camp Simcha in the dining room, I felt very isolated. I was too sick to see my friends. I wasn't strong enough with my immune system to go anywhere. It was one of the darkest periods of Fela, the darkest periods of my life. I felt trapped. I felt like I was in a dark, gloomy tunnel from which I would never escape. Shortly after round 9 of 70, I suffered a stroke. I was rushed to the hospital by ambulance. An emergency MRI showed the chemo was not working and my tumor had grown. The doctors told us the only chance at survival was to operate. The only chance at survival was to operate on what was an inoperable tumor. I wanted to give up. I didn't want surgery. I wanted to be done with my treatment. I wanted to be healthy. My thinking was all negative. It seemed impossible to see anything good. My mother sat me down one day and she told me she read an interesting article. It was a scientific study regarding patients undergoing treatment for different diseases and their outlook. The result shows that patients with an optimistic, positive attitude had a faster and better recovery. I was willing to do anything. So my mother and I started doing gratitude journals. Every night, my mom and I would write in our journals. We would share out loud what we were grateful for, what we valued, our intentions for the next day, what stood out that day. It took 5 minutes, but it made the biggest difference in my life. It helped me realize, this is written by a 15-year-old child, it helped me realize that every day may not be good, but there is something good in every day. I went into surgery a week after hearing that my tumor had grown. I was already booked to stay in an inpatient rehab for 6 months after surgery, and the surgeons weren't sure if I would walk or talk again. The surgery was a success. They removed 90% of my tumor. I was transferred to the ICU. I remember waking up after surgery. I said hi to my mom. It was a miracle. I talked. A few days later, I stood up and I walked. Another miracle. A few days after that, I was discharged from the hospital and sent home. No rehab. I believe my miraculous recovery was due to my change in mind. I went from sick and negative to experiencing miracles. If that, she writes, doesn't make you believe in the power of positivity, I don't know what will. And today, 5 years later, I still have my tumor. It is considered chronic. I will have it for the rest of my life, but I'm not on chemo, and I still do gratitude journaling almost every night. I'm back at dance, I play sports, I'm training for Team Lifeline 10K in November. I know it's 10 o'clock, I need 1 minute, please. All I ask for you to take out of this speech is try gratitude journaling. What you're grateful for. Write down what you value about yourself. Write down your intentions for the next day. Write down what stood out for you today. It will change your life. So let me share part of my gratitude journal today. I'm grateful for transforming to the 10-year-old who was not expected to walk, to the teenager training for a marathon. We finished Magid, and it's not always glorious. And our history is long and painful, says the Rav, a zigzag road to redemption. But we finish Magid and we say, Lefichach anachnu chayavim lehodos, because Yehudi ani. And the essence of giving thanks is not necessarily having everything I want, because not every day might be good, says Jess Rosenboom, but there is some good in every day. I wish you a peaceful, healthy, uplifting, gratitude-filled week, or a refuah shleima to all in need. B'soch shar chalei Yisrael. I thank you very much for joining our shiur this morning. B'soch tov.